Enough is enough. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual. For media people who are fully invested in our gun culture, the student demonstrations on Saturday seemed to be a major microaggression. It triggered a panic attack in some of them. Various media critics accused the students of being too young, too emotional, or way too angry in their criticism of the NRA, when all the NRA is trying to do is preserve the Second Amendment. Except the NRA hasn't preserved the Second Amendment so much as given it a complete rewrite. The current version leaves out the whole well-regulated militia part and simply states, Americans have the right to play soldier with real guns. All in the name of freedom, of course. Except the price of that freedom appears to be that we have to patrol social media, turn in family members, arm teachers, practice active shooter lockdowns, install metal detectors, wear transparent backpacks, basically turn schools into airports, until one day the TSA has to set up shop at the end of your driveway. But it's still not too late. The president could follow his original instincts and take on the NRA, use his influence to make it just a little harder for untrained, unvetted, angry men to arm themselves like an enemy soldier. And this would be the ideal time. Might even draw a little attention away from what happened in Lake Tahoe 12 years ago. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.